like. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, 855-450-3733. And you can also get on the line via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. Again, that's username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so still to come here tonight, felony charges for pruning some plants out in San Diego. But first, Mark, you're going to tell us a story that we actually teased a couple nights ago. We never got to it. It's a story about three men who've been arrested for being in the company of a 13-year-old female. Is that right?
Nope.
Two men.
Yes.
Sorry.
Three people. So the story...
She was arrested as well?
Let me tell you the story.
All right, please do. Where's it from?
Do you want me to report or do you want to read it?
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm asking you.
Rawstory.com. Going on here for David Edwards. Houston police have refused to explain why they took a 13-year-old white girl from her two black guardians over the weekend and placed her in the custody of Child Protective Services. Landry Thompson's mother had signed notarized papers giving dance instructors Emmanuel Hurd full guardianship over her during a trip from Oklahoma to Houston for training, according to KHOU. Now, let me ask you this. I haven't very often taken charge of 13-year-old people. It's not something I've done, but I have done it.
Yeah. So the idea was she was on a tour with them, and so her mom released her custody temporarily.
That's right.
Legally.
Have you ever, I mean, I'm just wondering, would it be common to get a notarized document to say, is it?
It is.
To say that you're turning over guardianship or whatever?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, these guys seem to have gone well over. But I'm just saying that I guess I've been in charge briefly of young people, and I've never had documents to prove it. Mm-hmm. And if somebody leveled some kind of outrageous accusation at me for being in the presence of said young person, I wouldn't really have any documentation to prove otherwise.
Sure.
These guys had signed notarized documents. And I'm just...
Smart move on their part.
It certainly
is.
It didn't
help them, I guess.
I guess this is what it must be like to drive around black.
Yep, pretty much.
Thompson, yeah. Hurd, and another dance instructor had stopped at a gas station in Houston on Saturday night when they were surrounded by police cars. Thompson is a 13-year-old blonde white girl, and both dance instructors are young African-American men. They were on the GPS trying to figure out where the hotel was. They just pulled us out of the car and put our hands behind our backs like we were criminals. The officer asked, "Who's the girl?" I said, "She's my student," Hurd continued. I told him I had a notarized letter from her parents stating that we had full guardianship over her while we're here.
At which point the cop says, yeah, right, exactly. And that this just goes to hell in a handbasket from there.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
You pimps will try anything.
Right, and they will now.
I don't know what to think about this at all, because the police are dealing with a situation where, you know, they deal with crime every day. Right? And they're they're dealing with crime all the time. It's their job to suspect crime.
It's certainly true that real criminals will tell you lies when the police ask questions.
And it's not every day that you have two black dance instructors, given custody of a 13-year-old white girl for, a dance tour.
Mm-hmm.
But completely that's what happened here. Right?
I wonder if their behavior would have been the same, if the police behavior would have been the same had the black gentleman had a white boy instead of a white girl.
I don't know. I think that this really comes down to gender and race are really playing strong, strong roles in this.
I think so, too. I'll go out on a limb and say if it was a white boy at 13 years old, they wouldn't have been as suspect.
Yeah.
I think they still would have drawn attention in this day and age where you see something, say something, that looks a little strange, right?
I don't think it looks strange at all.
No,
it's just people in a car.
I'm speaking facetiously, Ian.
Oh, you mean to the police?
Right.
I would probably never be paying attention, right? Like, it would never come up on my radar. Dear God, those people are human traffickers.
That's right.
I would have never said that to myself. But I can kind of see when somebody, starts playing the odds in their heads why they would come to these conclusions. This is absolutely unconscionable, but I don't know I mean, I'm just kind of stuck in the middle on it. I mean, not in the middle, but I'm stuck confused on it. Because I know the police, they must have thought that this was a really suspicious situation. But then they're, you know, there's pieces of paper proffered. Signed, notarized documents.
They had them with them.
You criminals will try anything. Because anybody can get a notarized document. And this is not that big of a deal. We'd go get a notary stamp.
I guess. But wouldn't it also, I mean, if you were in a situation where this girl was being kept against her will or something, wouldn't she have probably behaved differently? Like, oh, thank goodness, officer, appreciate you coming here.
Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
It's true. They could have threatened her with killing her family members, and then she probably would have stayed quiet. Because that's how it works in the human trafficking.
And a lot of times, people that are trafficked are from, you know, lower socioeconomic classes who don't trust law enforcement.
Yeah, there's that too.
So, I mean, there's a big mess here, and I'm not, you know, I just...
And the police made it. The mess was made by the police. These people were just minding their own business otherwise.
Yep. She was with people going on here. They put handcuffs on me, and it was really scared me, says 13-year-old Destiny. And they put me in the back of the cop car, and I was terrified.
Wow.
Apparently all three told the same story, but the police weren't buying it. Thompson's mother, Destiny, was shocked when they found out that, and when she found out that her daughter had been placed in the care of Child Protective Services. So I imagine she's probably pretty threatened by this. I would be.
The daughter's name was what?
No, the mother's name's Destiny.
Okay, I thought you said the daughter's name was
Destiny. No, I'm sorry. The daughter's name, shoot.
Not that important. I thought for a moment
Landry.
Landry.
I thought for a moment they were both named Destiny. Anyway.
Pass that on. I might have made that cross-connection. Excuse me. She was with the people I wanted her to be with, the mother remarked. She was with the people I trusted, and now she's taken away from those people and put in a shelter with people I do not know.
Oh, my.
At first, officials reportedly demanded that her mother fly to Houston to get her daughter, but 11 hours later, the daughter was released back into the custody of Heard.
One of the two,
yes.
Gentlemen.
Destiny Thompson insisted that the police owed her and her daughter an apology. However, the department refused to comment.
Yes.
And difficult. I understand why they'd refuse to comment, because they would put themselves out on a limb. I mean, an apology is absolutely what's owed here.
Sure. But, well, yeah, not only an apology, but a cut a check, please, because these people were doing something. They were going somewhere at the time that they were arrested. I don't know when their dance engagement was supposed to be, but at some point that would have been coming up, and likely they missed a rehearsal or whatever it was. You're sitting in a jail cell for 11 hours. You're missing something.
The publicity from this case, I mean, I saw the video of these two guys dancing, actually all three of them dancing, and they're very good. So I think the publicity of this case could very well be some kind of compensation for the time spent.
That's not compensation. Excuse me, that's not compensation, that's just a consequence, an unintended consequence of the aggression and the news media coverage that happened to result.
I'd be happy with the apologies in this circumstance. I'd want the apology.
If you can get an apology from the government, then
the reason they don't give apologies
for it
are the checks. They don't want to write the checks, as they shouldn't want to write the checks. The reason they don't give the apologies is because they would have to write the check if they made the apology. So that's the difficulty.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a crazy story, and it's an obvious case of driving while black. And people it doesn't happen, and it does happen.
Who says it doesn't happen?
Lots of people say it doesn't happen.
Who, the police? I mean, what kind of, racists?
Everybody who's black knows that.
If you're black, you know about driving while black.
I think that that's true. I think this is an obvious case of it, and it's worth pointing out that it happens, and this is a clear-cut case of it happening.
I'd really like to know what the probable cause was in their arrest.
She's white, they're black. She's 13. That's the probable cause.
What were they charged with? Did you mention
no
that?
Charges.
They just took them. Put them in handcuffs.
They took their information, cuffed them,
and then
put
held
her
the girl
in jail
for 11 hours.
They let them go. Here you go. We've taken your student. Goodbye.
She's safe now.
In a shelter, I'm glad you said that, in a Houston kids shelter, I suspect it's not very safe there.
No,
honestly.
Good point. Didn't you spend some time in shelters?
I did. As
not
a teenager.
The best of teens hanging out
in
there,
New Hampshire.
Huh?
Oh, well, you know, I met some really cool people, actually.
No doubt.
You know, the conditions were not necessarily the greatest. In fact, I was just saying today, I'm so glad one of them that I stayed at as a teenager is closed now, thank God.
Well, obviously you're going to meet cool people because a lot of people are just in there for nonsense reasons.
That's
but
right.
You're also more likely to run into some thug types.
That was more high school, right? Actually.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. Share your thoughts on the police arresting this young lady and her two male counterparts.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. You can go watch the webcam if you like and chat with other listeners. Frequently you'll find Nemi in our chat room. And she is at the right now.
I am.
So cam.freetalklive.com takes you to the cam page, and the chat room's built right in. Again, it's all free, so go to cam.freetalklive.com. Something else free? You want something free? How about a free website? Squarespace.com. You can go there right now and get signed up with only your email address. They do not require a credit card to get started there at Squarespace. Now, they do want to sell you a web hosting package, and they think that you're going to be so impressed by your experience building the site that you're going to want to host it with Squarespace on one of their professional packages that costs $8 per month to start, and that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. It makes Squarespace.com makes it so easy. They're always improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. It's drag and drop and design focused. Their templates are clean, and they allow your content to be the focus of your website. You can easily connect Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and many more web and social services. You are this is all just integrated into the site. It's got responsive design, which means that wherever device you're looking at the site, it is designed correctly for that device. So if it's a mobile device, you'll see a mobile version of the site. If it's a regular desktop computer, you'll see a full version of the site when you pull it up. Squarespace is smart, and the designs look incredible. Go and see for yourself. There's no risk. You don't have to give them credit card information up front. Just put your email address in, get started, and start building a beautiful website. You get stuck, they've got 24/7 support. Again, it's $8 a month when you're ready to get the ball officially rolling over at Squarespace.com, and you can use our discount code to save another 10%. Save 10% by using discount code FTL12, FTL the number 12, at Squarespace.com. As we continue here, not only is it difficult to drive while black, but apparently it's also difficult to go to work while black. Or to be at work while black. And, Nemi, you have the story.
Yes, a shocking case of racial profiling has emerged in Florida after it was revealed that a black convenience store employee had been arrested dozens of times for trespassing in and around the store where he works during work hours. The Miami Herald reports Earl Sampson has been stopped, questioned, and searched by Miami Gardens police over 250 times.
Miami Gardens, all right.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's a nicer neighborhood.
Okay, so searched by Miami Gardens police over 250 times in just the last 4 years. In the same span of time, Sampson has been taken into custody 62 times for trespassing while at the 207 Quick Stop on 207th.
While at work.
That's right.
Yeah. 62 times in what period of time?
62 times in the same amount of time.
But what amount of time?
4 years.
So that's more than once a month this guy gets arrested for
showing up to work.
Being at work. What is crazy. A black man doing here? Get him!
So the store owner has filed...
How many cops are there in Miami Gardens? You'd think they'd all arrested this dude but once by now with 60 arrests.
And if he's such an oddity, you'd think they'd just put up a picture in the police department.
Right.
You know?
See this? It's a black man. Don't panic.
Right.
He's just working.
So the store owner has filed a civil...
Well, they clearly want to arrest this guy.
It seems like that's the case, doesn't it?
You don't arrest the same guy over and over again. Look, I understand Miami's a big place.
He probably doesn't like getting arrested.
I understand Miami is a big place, and there are probably a lot of police officers.
This is Miami Gardens.
Okay. Is that a suburb?
It's its own municipality.
Gotcha. So there's only so many police officers on the Miami Gardens crew, and... You see the same people, certainly, when you're a police officer, you're going to encounter some of the same types over and over again if you're working the same neighborhood. And odds are good they absolutely know who this guy is, and they probably know that he's a pushover. They probably know that, you know, he doesn't have the ability to get an attorney, for instance, and that every time he takes a plea deal, I'm going out on a limb here, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's taking plea deals or not. And they're probably just a bunch of racist cops on this particular police squad. And they probably made a game out of it. Just like the cops here in Keene have a game about arresting Free Staters.
That's right.
Hey, let's see if you can arrest... What's his name?
Oh.
Do they know? Sampson. Do we know this guy's name? Sampson?
Sampson.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you see if you can arrest Sampson today. We'll buy your coffee.
I can only imagine that's what's going on. I mean, 60 arrests in 4 years?
For trespassing where he hasn't been told not to be?
Right. So the store owner has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the local police department.
Thank goodness.
On his employee's behalf. And he says he is not the only employee who has been unjustly hassled by police officers in the predominantly poor black neighborhood.
The version of the story that that I saw when I was – this is a few couple weeks old, I think, at this point. But the version I saw, they're harassing his customers, too.
Yes. Yes, they are. They are in there. The video at Gawker, anyway, is inside shot of the store. But ultimately, the great part of the story is he installed cameras to see what was going on.
Right. That's the killer of the story. He didn't install cameras to protect him from robbery.
He installed cameras to protect him from the police.
That's right.
To protect his employees and his customers from the police.
So it goes on here. It says some of the customers in the store, Ian, have also been stopped and frisked some more than once in a given day.
Mm.
And so the store owner has also been the victim of harassment. He told the Herald about the same time last December. He was stopped by a total of 6 officers for having a burnt out plate light. He said, I thought, you know, there's a lot of serious crime in Miami Gardens, he's quoted as saying. Why do they need 6 police officers on a car stop with a burnt out tag light?
Yeah.
So he was cited for the tag light, as well as having tinted windows and bald tires.
And this is the owner.
That's right.
Right.
And, oh, look at this. Ian's right again. Then Sergeant Martin Santiago allegedly told the store owner, I'm going to get you, expletive, before he left the scene. So he's grown so concerned about the police selective enforcement that he's installed security cameras in his store, but to protect himself from the cops. And he hopes the footage of cops arresting lawful citizens, using excessive force against unresisting subjects, and conducting unwarranted searches inside the store on private property will help him win his case. Miami Gardens has a population of 109,000, is the third largest city in Miami-Dade County.
Hmm.
So where is the police chief in all of this? In a police police department in a city this size, this kind of behavior could not escape his attention. Doesn't the city commissioner know that they are exposing the city to either massive liability for civil rights violations or they're going to wake up one day and find the U.S. Department of Justice has taken over its police department? So there's a bunch of video posted on the Gawker article where I'll post it at FTL
and
on Facebook.
People who are influential in their municipalities need to keep this in mind, that local police departments can be a real burden on a municipality. Oftentimes, the ticket revenue that they generate doesn't pay the insurance, the paychecks, and all the stuff that the police officers do. They don't make life better for the community. Consider that the people who live in your community do not want tickets, and that most of the things...
No, you do want tickets. That's why you hired the police to give them to you.
Right.
They're your servants.
I love those.
You hired the police, and you told them, hey, if I do all kinds of XYZ things that don't threaten anyone, please threaten me with violence so I can give you money. That's why you hired them, isn't it?
It must be, right?
855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more on this
one. Yeah, sure.
Here in moments. Also, I got some crooked cops stories as well.
Awesome.
On the way here, although this sounds like a crooked department to me. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You take control here. Share your thoughts.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free. Tell us your story of the police and how they treated you recently, if you would like. 855-450-3733. Tis the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the streaming version of the show, which airs the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times, 24/7. You can go and get tuned into those at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, listen to our over 125 great radio stations. Odds are good you can probably only listen to one of them at a time in your area, but there are a bunch of them coast to coast, and you can get the list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite, which means you can listen with your satellite equipment. If you've got free-to-air satellite equipment, it's very affordable, and as long as you can see the southern sky and you're in North and Central America, you can probably listen on free-to-air. We've also got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you like coffee, like I like coffee, you should try BuzzBox Coffee, because not only is the coffee delicious, but it takes away all those implications of regular store-bought coffee. What do I mean by that? Things that I didn't even know before. You make decisions every day when you make purchases, when you choose to purchase coffee at a store, coffee at some kind of coffee shop, you're probably buying coffee that was raised in an unsustainable fashion. Unsustainable, unsustainable, whatever, right? Well, When you buy coffee that was grown in the sun, the hybrid version that's grown in the sun, what happens is they have to clear cut forest to do it. Well, when they clear cut the forest, then the topsoil washes away. When the topsoil finally washes away, they can't grow the coffee anymore, so they go and do it again. Rather than just growing coffee in the trees, shade-grown, like it's been grown for millennia. And, you know, that's more labor-intensive. It certainly costs more, but it makes a premium product. And so if you want to have good coffee and you want to have coffee where you don't have any sort of, you know, bad feelings about it, BuzzBox Coffee is the way to do it. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and we'll ship you a free pound. We've teamed up with Camano Island Coffee to do this. We'll ship you a free pound of the organic, shade-grown, top Arabica-grade, fairly traded coffee. And you just cover shipping. And then you sign up for the subscription program for this to be done, and we'll ship you coffee every single month. I'm working on getting
actually, Mark, the system allows you to customize how often the coffee gets shipped.
It can go as far as 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
So it's several. It's like as little as two or something. You know,
I couldn't get very far because it didn't have a decaf option, so I had to have mine sort of set up separately. I'm trying to get a decaf option set up for our listeners because I know they're the caffeine challenge.
It's there in the frequently asked questions or whatever. You can get that information at coffee.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
But I think that's a cool thing. That way you're not piling. If you can't drink the coffee fast enough, then you're not just piling up a bunch of coffee. You can set it according to your consumption habits.
Yes, and those in the chat room that saw you just skip me over on the fudge, they need to know. They need to understand that I just can't have the caffeine.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we're talking about an outrageous story. Miami Gardens is the location. But, Mark, you were saying during the break that maybe Miami Gardens wasn't where or what you thought it was. You thought it was an upscale neighborhood, but now you're having second thoughts about that?
I may be wrong here from the story. Nimi? Yeah, what's it say about Miami Gardens?
Miami Gardens, it is. That's from the USA Today. Excuse me, I was in a different window. It has struggled with gang violence and drug-related crime. Murders have more than doubled in recent years.
It's not sounding like what I was thinking of as Miami Gardens.
Right.
Maybe I thought it was a town one or two north of South Beach.
So
maybe
population
completely
is
wrong.
Predominantly black. Many of the members of the police department are white and Hispanic, according to the Miami Herald article.
So it's very well possible that what you have here is a police department that is rife with racist cops, which is certainly not uncommon in the South, and it's probably not uncommon in the North either. And basically, they've been arresting this one guy working at this convenience store. They've also been harassing other employees and customers, in addition to the owner of the store. And finally, the owner's had enough. He's decided he did install surveillance cameras in his store, and he's using the video footage from those surveillance cameras to make a case that the police are targeting his business and harassing his clients and his employees.
I don't see why the police need to be on his property after they've done this so many times. Why doesn't he go after them for trespassing order of their own?
Great question. I don't think most people think about it like that. I don't think most people realize that, you could issue a no trespass order to the police. You absolutely can do that.
They don't like being kicked off private property.
They do not.
No, they do not.
They love the idea that they can go anywhere they want, anytime they want, because they've got a magic little piece of metal on their chest.
And ask whatever they want, and they do not like being told to leave. Yeah.
It's true.
So this guy's a hero, this store owner, for stepping up for his employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this case, and his customers, and I think it's really... it's sad and a real statement that somebody is having to install a security system to protect him and his friends and employees from the police. To protect you from the police.
I'm glad he's not guilty of a crime just for doing that. There are parts of this country where there would be a crime, videotaping the police. Yeah. A friend of mine, and I believe he's in Seattle, was telling me that it is illegal in Washington State to record the police.
Wait a minute. You mean with audio or with video?
With video.
I don't believe that either. There are certain states...
They would certainly like you to believe stuff like that, but
yeah,
I don't believe it.
There are certain states where they are much worse than other states. The one-party consent states, or excuse me, two-party consent states like New Hampshire, where they demand that you notify people that they're being recorded. And there's also states like Massachusetts and Illinois that have very, very restrictive laws about recording the police, for instance, in general. But I don't recall Washington State as being one of those states.
Requires consent from both parties.
Yeah, but that doesn't include that does not include
public officials on public property doing the being paid public money doing the public's work.
Not only that, but it also doesn't include just video
straight
surveillance
video.
Footage.
Right.
If you are recording straight up video surveillance, which does generally not have microphones hooked up, then no, you don't have to notice anybody about that. Now, I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice, but that's my understanding of the law and how it works. So the real concern is the audio track when it comes to these video situations and wiretapping charges.
Right. They could certainly rough them up for it, though.
Well, yeah, they can rough you up for any reason they want
to. That's true.
Especially
yep.
if they're backed up by a department that looks the other way or is actually complicit. Now, we don't know what the real story
is. This department is complicit. I mean, this guy's been arrested.
Right, it sure sounds like it. I mean, how many
60 times?
60 times
in 4 years.
Yeah, so...
61 or something.
It's pretty clear that this is a department-wide problem, and then you end up with the question of, well, what do you do about that? What do you do when the whole department, the whole police department is corrupt from top to bottom?
You either move... Or you do what you can for over the course of at least a decade, spend a decade of your time trying to get the department shut down. In a lot of cases, most municipalities simply don't need the department. They're intended to be some kind of redundancy, and they run out of control.
I don't think it takes years necessarily anymore. I mean, it would have, or it may do, it may still in some instances. But I think technology and the internet, certainly in instances like this, I would not have heard. About whatever is happening in this Miami neighborhood.
What we think about what happens in Miami Gardens really doesn't matter. It's what happens, as far as the voters go and trying to get the city council people
right.
or whatever to change their mind and, trying to get a politician to
Why
go against...
Why would a city councilor go against the police department,
right,
especially
right.
when they know to be corrupt?
It's pretty rare.
I mean, these guys are entrenched, and there's not really much you can do. Like you're saying, Mark, leaving the area is probably the most immediately effective way to deal with the situation. I don't know what else you would do. I mean, these guys are bad to the core, and there's no amount of protests. There's no amount of outreach.
Killing one of them isn't going to solve the problem either.
Certainly, violence never solves problems
well,
like that.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. But
violence begets more violence, Mark, almost every single time.
Almost every single time, no doubt about it. But to say that violence doesn't solve problems is a blanket statement. Blanket statements are rarely true. There's a blanket statement for you.
I think that's an important blanket statement to live by, because if you end up being violent,
rarely true?
If you end up being violent, then you just end up lowering yourself to their level.
Okay, so all I'm making the claim is that if you kill one of those cops, they're going to go on a rampage, even if you're successful in getting away with it, and then they're going to take it out on everybody, including you.
Sure enough, 855, 450, free. I've got another corrupt cop story that I wasn't necessarily intending to share tonight, but it's a little lengthy, so we might hang on to that here for hour number three. It's some real bad Southern Macon cops, and they're stealing from folks, and we'll get into the detail as to how they pulled off their heists.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great.
But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here, toll-free, 855-453. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website. Go to freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, then we sure would appreciate you becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. One in which you can help us get Free Talk Live and therefore the ideas of liberty into more people's ears all around the country and maybe around the world. I've been calling some Canadian radio stations recently, and we might end up getting on up there, okay?
At some point.
Because that's what we do during the day, me and Daryl, who is our new affiliate relations guy. He's also our Monday night co-host on the show. We call radio stations, and the most recent iteration of the AMP program has been a fundraiser that we've been working to try to get the money to pay Daryl to do affiliate relations. I'm grateful that in the month of November, we were able to successfully raise the amount of money necessary to pay Daryl. And not only that, we blew through the amount that we were attempting to raise to pay Daryl. And we have a generous group of contributors who are contributing matching contributions to up to $950 worth of contributions that you make. So if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose, then somebody's going to match that. We've already got over We've got over $500 per month in just the last 6 weeks alone, in addition to the money that we already had coming in for the AMP program. So we're over halfway to our goal of $950 per month coming in. We had some one-time contributions from some generous donors that brought us up to that $950 level, so we got the full matching funds. But what I'd like to see happen is to not have to rely on one-time contributions, but to make that $950 in monthly reliable contributions that are coming in. So that's the goal for this month here in December. If you are not yet a Free Talk Live amplifier, please go now and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll use that money to keep Daryl on board as affiliate relations. We're, of course, also reaching out to radio stations via industry advertising and other methods like going to conventions and schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs. These are some of the things that we're doing with the AMP dollars, and you can see a better breakdown if you read the pitch, if you will, over at amp.freetalklive.com. And also you can send Bitcoin. Bitcoin is being matched as well at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Oh, and speaking of Bitcoin, if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier between now and Christmas, we've got one gentleman who is willing to actually buy you Bitcoin in return. So you become an amplifier with the intention of continuing to amp. You send your Bitcoin wallet address to me at ian@freetalklive.com. I will then send your wallet information on to James, who's the guy who's going to fulfill your deal. So if you, Nemi, you did this a couple weeks ago or a week ago.
I did.
You handed me some cash. That's an atypical way of amping the show.
Only because I work here.
Right. Most people, you have to go to amp.freetalklive.com. But
and you'd be surprised how many of our co-hosts amp the show.
When you amp the show, you send along your Bitcoin wallet info. I'll forward it. And then you'll get the equivalent amount of Bitcoin to the amount that you donated to AMP in your Bitcoin wallet.
Yep.
Make sense?
That is exactly what happened.
So thank you to James and the rest of the crew out there that's being the matching funders on this. That's a huge motivation for people to sign up. And thanks to everybody who's signed up so far for AMP. It's making a big difference for us. We go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Mark in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark.
Hello. Hey. I apologize if you guys already talked about this week, but I'm kind of behind on my podcast. Did you see the kid on College Game Day on Saturday? With the Bitcoin signs?
Yeah, there was a kid who had a sign that said, "Hi Mom, send Bitcoin," and then he had a QR code.
Right, and then he had the follow up to that was he had like $24,000 donated to him.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that now. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, but I had a couple of questions about Bitcoin. If I buy Bitcoin, if I purchase it wherever the price is today, who actually gets that money?
The person who sells it to you.
So, for instance, just to give you an example, if you were to go to cashintocoins.com and you were to buy Bitcoins there at cashintocoins.com, the gentleman who's running cashintocoins.com would be the person who would get your money.
Yeah, but he's bought them from other people and probably a slightly lower percentage or whatever than, in the same way a gold dealer does. A gold dealer will buy a coin. He gives a little bit off a retail to the person, and then he sells the coin. Sometimes they'll sell it a little bit above retail, and they keep the wash.
Well, how did it start then? I'm confused with Bitcoin. I guess I didn't understand it enough.
Where did they come from?
Yeah, where did Bitcoins come from? Is that the question?
Right. Like, who originated it? Like, who got the initial money, and then how does it? Isn't it just like a stock? That's why I'm confused. It's kind of just.
It's
like
not exactly a stock because a stock is a portion of a company. People work for a company, and you buy the portion of the company along with all the troubles of management and employment and labor and all those things. Bitcoin is more accurately represented as a virtual commodity because you're buying an item, but it exists only on the internet. So what happens was it was set up by this fictitious person, the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. No one knows who that is. That's what fiction pseudonym mean. to be mined. And mining is just a euphemism for turning on one's computer and doing the math problems associated with creating the blockchain, which is the ledger of all the Bitcoins sent all over the world. And so then the Bitcoins are created and awarded to people who do this work. So when they started, there were no Bitcoins. The Bitcoins were mined by the original people who were creating the blockchain and moving these things around and trading them and that kind of thing. It took a couple of years, I believe, before anyone was willing to give anyone else any money for any Bitcoins. And I believe the first transaction, maybe this is mythological, maybe it's not, was somebody gave 10,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas.
And for $20 worth of pizza.
$20 worth of pizzas, two pizzas. And I don't know whether they, actually got the pizza parlor to take the Bitcoins or whether they just somebody said, sure, you give me 10,000 Bitcoins, I'll call up a pizza place in your town and send you two pizzas. I'm not sure how it went.
Who knows?
Exactly. But people are mining Bitcoins today. Every 10 minutes, 25 Bitcoins are awarded.
Right. So, it helps, but I don't know. I think it's hard to grasp. I don't. Maybe it's just me, but like why? It's like based on. It's like I like the idea of a Bitcoin, from what I understand of it, but it's based on the U.S. dollar. So like why don't?
No. You can go right now to bitcoinaverage.com and you can see the Bitcoin price in several different currencies. So you're only seeing the dollar price because, you're in the United States, and that's probably the most understandable and relevant price for you. I mean, I can tell you real quick what it's worth in you know, in Chinese, what is it, the yuan?
Well, I said that wrong. It's based on other currencies.
It's not based on any currencies at all.
It's based on programming. It's based on cryptography. It's based on this man or woman or whoever, Satoshi Nakamoto, that released this program to the world as an open source project. That's what it's based on. It's based on his genius code that created this thing, this product, this Bitcoin, this network, this financial transaction network, this brilliant concept that that allows for the mining that Mark was talking about earlier, which is how the Bitcoins are created. It's all because of the code that this guy wrote, or this lady, whoever she is or he is, wrote and sort of just put out there. And then there have been other people who've since then taken on the code and they've improved it and they've made it better.
It's no more based on the U.S. dollar than gold is based on the U.S. dollar. I mean, people will give you U.S. dollars for gold, and people will often exchange gold for U.S. dollars, and you can do that at gold.freetalklive.com, and we'd love you to do that. But Bitcoin isn't based on any currency.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, for example, the one commercial I always hear is stop using other people's money. You know, but essentially, isn't that what everybody's doing? They're using other people's money to buy Bitcoin. I wish it was more traded, like just a stupid example, like, you know, five apples equals one Bitcoin, and then not use other people's money, just use Bitcoin. And then eventually, I know that's a stupid analogy, but it's like everybody Bitcoin is using other people's money.
Okay, so I get what you're saying now. Is this that we use other people's money to price things and then translate that price into Bitcoins? Is that what you're... claim
right,
is?
That's
okay. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. We have not, you know, Bitcoin isn't some magical Star Trek transportation device that moves us into, 2097 when the U.S. dollar has collapsed. It doesn't. We all speak dollars here in the United States, and Bitcoin and pricing is done based on dollars. It is. And, you know, Bitcoin is rising in relation to the dollar and has not yet reached a point of equilibrium against the dollar, and probably never will, because as the Bitcoin gets more valuable, the dollar will get less valuable. But, yeah, I mean, I think that currently people aren't ready to just switch their prices over to Bitcoins, and people wouldn't be ready to spend them either. That the practical way to spend them is, and the practical way to price things is in dollars, and the practical way to spend Bitcoins is against dollars.
Hey, Mark, I hope that helps a little bit. What I'd recommend you do is check out weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com for good introductory kind of video and information about Bitcoin that might help you grasp it a little bit better. It's different. It's definitely different, and it's hard to really look at it under the same sort of auspices as other things that have come before. Hour 3 is next.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.